Hello everybody and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host Vincent Sandy. Today's topic is giving birth to a new reality, and we're going to go into the mystical, into the metaphysical very deeply, and we actually approach and from a new angle what is dear to everyone who's on the spiritual path, which is actually the matter of the topic of power. Power. How can we express power into our lives? How can we express a powerful reality that is good for our growth? And here we go into the metaphysical principles. But first of all, let me tell you the numbers that you can call if you want to have a session with me on the phone right here. And it's for you, S is toll-free, and it's 877-876-5227. And I will repeat that again. 877-876-5227, and I welcome your call. Also for U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756, and again, 888-815-9756. Instead, if you want to call from everywhere in the world, then you can access to this radio with the direct line. So you have to call 530-876-3222, and you have to dial the international code, which is 001. Remember to visit my website, and you can sign up for my newsletter. Finally, it's ready. And if you go on the website, on the index page, the home page, the page that comes up, and you go down, you scroll down, and you will see, click down on this link to subscribe to my newsletter. And you press there, and you will Outlook Express will open with the subject, subscribe. Or you can write me an email at newsletter@joycelestial.org with the subject, subscribe. My website, obviously, is www.joycelestial.org. I welcome you all. Write me emails. I'll be happy to reply to you as much as I can. So let's approach this topic of today right away, which is giving birth to a new reality. Because most people want to change the reality because they realize there's something going wrong. But I wouldn't say they think that something is going wrong. Actually, I can say everything is fine. But nevertheless, there are things that we can do to improve our lives, and why not take positive action toward that? But we have to understand one thing first. When we talk about living metaphysically, we need to understand that it includes the physical, even though it is not limited by it. When we say metaphysical, we don't say, which it means beyond the physical, that's true, but that doesn't mean that physical level, the physical plane is cut out. Metaphysical includes this level of the physical on the earth plane and the astral plane and the ideal plane and the spiritual plane. There is a tendency to forget that we are here on a physical planet as the main learning tool when we get into the universal and metaphysical principles. So we just get a little bit, we need grounding. We just get a little bit spaced out. We need to be grounded in what we're doing in this world and embrace a larger reality through this world as well. You see, if a practice is not implemented on the physical level as well as on other metaphysical levels, these metaphysical methods will have a limiting result. If you live and practice only a part of yourself, you will develop eventually imbalance. So this is a very important concept to have in mind, because when we approach these techniques that I'm going to give you today, which are amazing techniques, some of them are very simple, some of them are a little bit more advanced, you have to consider that you have to act on all dimensions of yourself. You see, when you were born on this planet, you had and you still have a body and a soul. And the body is the tool to express the spirit. You see, it is the vehicle through which we bring into action what we learn at the level of the spirit. And it must be included in what we do in order to give birth to a new reality. Especially if we really want to materialize it, to make it physical, to make it made of matter, you know what I mean? So here is it. I'm going to give you right away the main trick to give birth to a reality, and from there, then we will move on and we will go deeper and we'll discuss the details. So the trick is a simple one, and here I am sharing it with you right away. And take note. To give birth to a new reality, one has to access superconsciousness. or a superconscious force, and then influence the visible reality from there. You have to access the visible from the invisible. You have to access the mutable first, and then from there, influence the mutable. In other words, access the superconscious in the best way possible, and influence matter from there, from that level. Because the rule is, and this is really important, that what is subtle rules what is dense. What is subtle matter rules gross matter. Energy rules subtle matter. Consciousness rules energy. Superconsciousness rules consciousness. Be aware of this and keep this in mind as we go through this class, through this episode, and please download also the other archives of the past episodes that I gave, because are great. And also you can download all the other hosts on this radio, which are great as well. So why did I call this radio show Giving Birth to a New Reality and not Manifesting? Here there are differences, and I want to speak with you about that. I've chosen the terms giving birth instead of manifesting for a definite reason. A new reality should be given a proper birth, coming from a creative source, and not by manipulating the reality you're in, or by forcing energies to move into a new reality, into your new reality of things you would like to manifest. And just let me explain this a little bit better, because there are reasons for this. In the world we're living, there is the appearance that things are separate. This is because everything we see is a force in movement. There is movement in this world, and it is subjected to the laws of duality and those of relativity. That means that everything you do, everything you can create, it has to move because it has its opposite within it. So it has to move, and because the law of duality tries to balance out itself, you will have to go to the opposite. Until we operate this level, which is the level of duality, we will have to face repercussions of any sort, depending on the nature of the energies that you want to move to manifest. And this is because in this world of apparent separation between things, there is this law that says that for every action, there is an opposite and equal reaction. And as many of you know, this is known as the law of Newton. In other words, if you move energies while manipulating from a consciousness of separation, you will have only temporary benefits, and there will have to be an opposite reaction. Also, the various benefits you might be obscured by some details we have not considered. In fact, when we start moving energies, we cannot be aware of all the mechanic forces that come into play. Exactly as driving a car does not make you an automobile engineer. There are forces in movement that you have not considered. The car can be damaged, and it will stop to serve you when you least expect it. So by giving birth to a new reality, what we're actually doing is to access the greatest force of the universe, the creative force. And we have to connect with intelligent creative force that is consciously aware of no separation of any sort. And this is because the creative source is beyond the law of duality, but it coexists within it, and it rules over it. You also, as a son of the universe, experience within you this coexistence of the dual form of your body, of your mind and thoughts and astral energies, and the immutable part, which is the divine spark within you. You experience this all the time, and you can access it if you only start being more aware of it. Therefore, it is extremely important to manage to perceive the mutable before trying to bring changes into the mutable. Perceive what is not moving before you bring changes into this world where movement is happening. You have to do that in order to avoid undesired repercussions. and have only temporary changes. Is it possible to have a long-lasting change? Yes, it is, because you're living a definite reality that seems to repeat itself constantly. This happens part because you are living repercussions from this reality, because you repeat the same patterns, you repeat the same patterns every day, and then that brings a reaction back to you. Therefore, you're living these repercussions all the time. And part of this happens because there is that part of you that is rooted in the creative power. And that comes to you through a definite pathway. This pathway is the ray of consciousness that reflects back to you in your life. And this pathway can be changed. And it can be changed. It doesn't have to change you as an entity, as a person. But the pathway through which the creative source reaches you can be changed. Because you can make this analogy, for example. If you need to go from New York to Los Angeles, there is not only one way to go. You can go by airplane, you can go by train, you can go around the country, you can go directly. And so you, as an individual, can be reached by the divine through many different pathways, not just one, but an infinite number. So why not choose the pathway, learning how to choose, to connect the infinite creative source to you through a different pathway, a pathway that is glorious, a pathway that is joyful, full of happiness, full of what you want, that will bring you happiness, that will make you grow. And the key here, again, is awareness. Awareness. This is why the title of the show, Awareness of the Soul. The reality you perceive inside yourself, the reality that you perceive inside yourself, let me repeat this, is the pathway that leads you to the creative source. Have a look inside yourself, what reality you perceive. That is the pathway that leads you back to the creative source. But to understand and experience that, one should go really deep. And in my opinion, it is not so important to understand what pathway is manifesting now in your life and why. You can just make a self-analysis to understand where you are and why you want to change. That's great. But don't trace back the pathway if you're not happy about it. What is really important is to understand that there are different pathways and that your inner reality is your outer reality. And here we go into the mystical side. Mystically speaking, in fact, the reality of the inside is the reality of the outside. The awareness of the inner reality, and I'm talking generally not the inner reality you have, okay? But the awareness of the inner reality that you can perceive, that you can be aware of, brings about the ability to change your outer reality. So because you understand the connection, you see, and not the pathway, you need to understand this connection. Then you can create new connections. And if you go deeper in your perception, you will experience less and less repercussions because you are stepping back. The only step back you have to do is stepping back to your creative source, super conscious level, which is that level within yourself that is in contact with the immutable, with the overall pervading intuitive knowledge and intuitive power. Intuition, everlasting joy are the same thing. Okay, but let's go on now. Let's not take another road. We'll talk maybe about intuition on another episode. And this ability comes with the clarity of what your new reality has to be like. The clarity. Clarity is a fundamental word, very important. You need to be clear about it. Having clarity doesn't mean to know the minor details of what this dual world should give you. Being clear means having wisdom, seeing things as they are, without filters of the intellect. And then, the process of reuniting consciously the inner and the outer becomes easy. Because if you can see things as they are clearly, and you can see clearly what your new reality has to be about, then the union between the inner and the outer, that means the inner, which is beyond the physical, and the outer, in this physical world, in the circumstances, in people, in everything, will manifest this union. So this is a practice that can be done through meditation, because meditation is that practice that unites the inner and the outer. And if you go deep enough, your inner reality is the divine spark, that part of immutable thing that you are, the immutable sun of the universe that you are. Therefore, uniting the inner with the outer means bringing about a divine life. I want to talk about the great masters that have walked these planets, because they seemed, by their willpower, they were able to manifest anything at will. And if you've seen and if you've heard about Yogananda or Sai Baba, you can see that they can manifest objects out of nothing, seemingly nothing. How could they do that? Great masters of all ages were just able to manifest things out of nothing. How could they do that? They didn't seem to make any physical action in order to manifest what was needed. Okay? And this might seem to contradict what I just said before. I said, you have to take action, you have to include the physical world. But that is because they were able to see matter differently than most people can see it now. We can say that reality, and the reality that you live, that we all live, that I live, is totally subjective. And it is built with that material that we can call objective light. Even though what we perceive is subjective, on the other side, it is built with objective material, which is pure light. The source of all that is created is eternal and objective, while the creation is subjective and temporal, and it depends on your perception. In other words, everyone is dreaming his own dream from this point of view. And those great masters who were able to perform incredible miracles could see all matter as reflections of light coming from the objective source, that light which is immutable, and that light is the common material upon which all reality, my reality, your reality, is built. So those great masters had reached consciously the source of this light, and they could not see the difference, you see, between them and whatever else in creation. That is because our reality comes from the same source of light, and light being the root of all that is created. Therefore, they were conscious of the light in them exactly in the same way the same light was present in something else. That could be a person, or it could be an object too, or it could be just a plant, or it could be just a force of nature. You see, they had the great creative power, maybe even the power to create worlds or solar systems if they wanted to. But let me precise a point here. Those great masters are still different than the great saints that we hear about, for example, like Padre Pio or other great saints who were still able to manifest great miracles, okay? Because we have to think about that. Because can we actually access that great power, that great creative source, as those great masters did? Right now, maybe no. But great saints could do it, not because they reached that level. And we will tell how, and this is a key that we have to use in order to manifest our own reality. Saints are sinners who don't give up, said Yogananda. And I love this quote because it tells us that we all can get closer to the source of creation, even though we're not that level. But how did those saints do then, instead of these great masters? Well, even though a great saint, a great sage, might become a great master in time, what they did is to communicate with a higher consciousness in order to intercede, to make the higher consciousness intercede for them. In other words, they borrowed that power that acted through them by that higher consciousness. One of the most famous and diffused way to go through this process is just prayer. So that through prayer, you can connect with the higher consciousness. And here we can, and this higher consciousness can be Jesus, for example, or the cosmic or universal intelligence, or Buddha, or the omnipresent force of love. And some people, by the way, may be more comfortable with the concept of attunement instead of prayer. Somebody who might not be Christian or not might be Hindu, you know, they prefer the word attunement. Attunement with a higher consciousness, like a radio, like a radio. You click on station one of BBS radio, and here's Awareness of the Soul with me, Vincent Sandee, and you're attuned to this radio show. And you can attune yourself with the antenna of your being to the creative principle, to the highest consciousness possible. And through that attunement, you borrow the power to create the new reality, to give birth to your new reality. And here, whether you're conscious of your highest power, like the great master did, or you borrow it from a higher consciousness, you can change your life. And the condition you were born, remember this point, is your point of start. You cannot stop there. You have to do something. You have to move on in life. You have to grow. Then why not do something good? In today's age, we are talking a lot about energy. Before, in the dark age, we could not talk about that. But now we can. Everything in this world is energy. We have the power of the universe that is expressing in this age through energy. We can see energy rules our world, electricity and internet and television, and all is made of energy. We need to generate energy in order to use the tools that we're having. And we use energy also in our expressions. I don't have the energy to do that, or I feel like I have an inexhaustible amount of energy today. What happens? We talk in those terms. Now, let's focus a little bit on the purpose to create a birth, to give birth to a new reality. And it's only one: to rise up from the ashes of ignorance and that darkness and suffering that we have been living up until now in whatever form. And that is part of our self-generated reality, so that we can move into the light of true happiness. And the moment we can do that without coming back to the suffering, we are free. In the darkness of ignorance and suffering, there is all that obscures our vision of the spirit. That is ignorance, that is darkness, that is suffering. But we cannot see the spirit behind things. And this darkness can be either poverty, or it can be wealth, can be intolerance, it can be a fake patience or forced patience. All the opposites in this world can blind you. They're neither good or bad. If they're only an obstacle, if they become an obstacle for you to have vision, an inner vision of the spirit, then that produces ignorance and suffering, anything. But all factors become a matter of a choice when we are able to react, to relax at will in our true essence. So you can choose to be poor, to be wealthy, to be loving, to be, you know, to have a lot of things or nothing, if you can relax at will in your true essence. If you can be really happy at will, it doesn't matter in which conditions you're living. You have reached a great part of the goal, which is happiness. We're all looking for that, aren't we? Let's talk about a little bit of our natural state, because our natural state is totally relaxed. And through that relaxed natural state, it's possible to perceive what is behind this dream that we're dreaming, which is the reality we live. And we can change our reality. Changes in our reality can happen very quickly as soon as we step into a thought that has enough dynamic power once we are able to relax in that level? And why not have a life full of beauty and free of worries, especially if it gives you the time to nurture your spirit more? You see, if you're worried all the time about how you can have the next piece of bread, how can you just focus on nurturing your spirit in today's age where this is such an important thing, to have money, to have, you know, to be part of the social group? Of, you need to be, to free yourself from these worries. So why not have a life full of beauty and few and free of worries in order to stay in touch more with the spirit? If one is worried about the uncertainty of having the food for his family, how can you relax and perceive his essence and be of benefit? You see, the only problem is this, and this is the real question you have to answer for yourself. Are possessing what you have in your life, possessing you, or you possess that? Who's the real possessor? Who's the real slave? If you have a car, is your car possessing you, making you a slave of it, or are you the master of that? And ask this question honestly. And if you see that you are possessed by what you have, then you're limiting your power, because you will find yourself unable to relax into the objective light. You're so caught up and imprisoned in your subjective dream that you can't get out of it. Giving birth to a new reality requires the ability to step out of the dream in order to envision your new reality. If one is not able to step out, then one should ask for intermission. Intermission, that's where intermission comes into play. I know some people will say, no, I have the power, that power from within myself. And the answer is yes, you have it. But you're not capable of using it. It is in the potential of a child to be able to drive a car as soon as he grows up. Yes, but can he drive the car at that moment? No. Someone has to teach him when he grows up, when it's time. And then it will become second nature to him. But if he moves, when he's, you know, even if you learn how to drive a car and you move into a different car, you buy a new car which has, let's say, more technological features, then you will need to learn how to drive that car again. Or even if you can drive a car, do you think you can drive an airplane? Do you think you can drive an airplane without proper training? It can lead you to a disaster. So therefore, one should ask for help in order to step back from his own little reality. Ask for help from a superconscious source, whatever it is that for you. Just ask that to step out of your reality, to let go whatever binds you to a limited plane and obscure your true vision. Then you're capable of changing your conditions. But let me repeat it again. This includes physical action as well as energetic, mental, and spiritual action. If you have any kind of spiritual knowledge, you can even discover your unique methods to give birth in your new reality, those that are perfect for you, perfectly in tune with whatever you can be conscious about. And the process is still the same, you see, but for example, the way you attune yourself to the superconscious level, that can be subjective. That can be totally up to you. And this is a very important concept, because for everything that happens in this subjective reality, there is a consecutive reaction. If you cannot step back from the reaction, you can be overwhelmed, especially when you tune to so much power. And I'm taking your calls before we move on for U.S. toll-free 877-876-5227. For U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. I know in U.S. it's pretty early in the morning, but if you're listening, please call so we can share some ideas. And direct line 530-876-3222, and you have to dial the international call 001. You can also go to my website and sign up for my newsletter. You will find it on my homepage. Scroll down the page, sign for my newsletter, and it will open the automatically Outlook Express. Or you can send me an email at newsletter newsletter@joycelestia.org and writing subscribe in the subject box. And on my website, you can find many things for free. There are excerpts from my book, there's a video, or you can also book a session. There are many packages available. One, life shifting sessions, where we apply fantastic techniques to shift your life according to what you need. And we also use, in the astrology from life mastery sessions, the incredible tool of astrology, not as a way of limiting yourself, not as a way of saying, okay, this is the planet that is over you, therefore it's going to be like this. How to use those energies, how to use the circle, that fantastic wheel to know where is it, that area in your life that is lacking power, how you can stop the cycle, how can you emerge out of the cycle and be a master of your life. Let's move on with our topic. Now that we want to create a new reality, we have to understand what the creation is made of. And it is made of the essence of the elements. And these elements are not the material elements, but it's their essence, their mystical essence. They are earth, water, fire, and air, as we know. And also there is the ether element and the super ether element. And each of these elements relates to a center of consciousness in our bodies. And these centers of consciousness, many of you know, our chakras, their vortex of energies, then transmute energy into matter. And again, they reverse the process from matter into energy. And our bodies, this is why physical reality is so important, our bodies are the temple of creation. Our bodies are the perfect symbol of the created universe. And also we have the door in these bodies, in our bodies, in our spiritual anatomy, to go beyond this created universe. These centers of consciousness can be related to a certain features in matters of creation. And here we're going to talk about only that. We're not going to talk about psychological qualities or mystical energies, just only in terms of how to create your new reality, how to give birth to a new reality. So we have physical body, which is relating to the physical world. Then we have our emotions that are related to our sense of feeling when we get to understand the subtle energies behind it. Then we have the energy within ourselves. Then we have a sense of freedom that comes up with expansion and compassion. Then we have knowledge, new concepts, new ideas that we never thought of. We can access through the centers of consciousness. Then we have mastery, the ability to be masters. And the more we access these centers of consciousness deeply, the more we master each one of these areas. And this is a great comfort, because we are assured that this physical reality that we experience so strongly is just the point of the iceberg, which cannot come into existence if not supported anymore by what is behind. In other words, if you just refuse to live in that atmosphere, to breathe that air of that reality you're living that you don't like, to give energy into that reality at multiple levels, and to be emotionally involved, your reality has to shift. It will not stay the same. Because the reality we see, the matter, the material manifestation of what we see in the physical world is just that little point of the iceberg that cannot stay in existence unless it is supported by multiple levels behind. And some time ago, I had a strange experience that I realized could bring really bad consequences. That's it. I don't want to talk about that in particular, but in general terms, in that moment, I realized that, and right away, I refused to indulge in that reality, to keep myself focused on them, attached to them. I refused to sense that atmosphere, to breathe that air, to give energy into that reality, into it, and to be emotionally involved. How did I do that? I got determined to totally relax and perceive the eternal peace, which is omnipresent beyond any events of life. And you can do that through the techniques that we're going to share together. I don't know if we're going to have time for all of them, but for some of them, we surely have time. And I kept on doing that, and the hardest thing to let go was my being emotionally involved. And that is the hardest thing to let go, because it is the closest to the earth element, which is, it has more consistency after the physical, right away. That's why most people, when they talk about manifestation, they say that you have to be emotional about it, because once you can catch the emotion, that is the next step towards, that is the step right before the manifestation, the physical manifestation. But the problem is that you're bound by the emotion, and it is still in the world of duality, and then it needs to have a repercussion, and then the cycle never ends. But as I kept on doing it, things immediately changed. That potential for that situation was dissolved, and things went amazingly fine. And I was surprised that, wow, this stuff really works, man. On the other hand, I'm perfectly aware that there would have been consequences, bad consequences, if I hadn't done this job of tackling the situation down from the root as soon as it arose, as it came up. So through awareness of the infinite peace that is pervading all, of that part of you that is still, you are totally free of your karma. Your karma, the law of cause and reaction, has no power over you from that point of stillness. You are totally in charge of your destiny when it relates to you alone. But you cannot take charge of someone else's fate, of someone else's destiny, until that person gives you full permission to abandon himself to this process. Until that person is openly asking and surrendering to your help. So don't be the hero, try to go around to save anyone. Save yourself first, and then your example will be inspiring. Also, very important, you don't have to try to manipulate another person's reality. Don't interfere with the course of his life. You can make him aware of what is happening if you are aware, and that's fine, but not more than that. There can be consequences of hurting a person that you have not considered. Remember the example of the car. There are things, emotions you don't know. And remember that what you give out, you get back. You cannot be in control of all the consequences that will be generated and come back to you. I think we have a call, and I will be happy to hear.
What?
Hello?
Yep, hi.
Hello, who's speaking?
This is Kevin.
Hello, hi. How are you?
Hey, good. Do you know the website I need to go on so I can hear this?
Yeah, definitely. You have to go to bbsradio.com and click on Station 1. No problem at all. Nice to know that people are listening. Okay, so let's just move on to that. And so let's say you're having tools, therefore, to give birth to a new reality, but it will work properly when the reality you want to bring in is your highest and divine reality. So focus on that. Don't focus too much on manipulating people around you, situations around you. Get in tune with that highest reality, divine reality within you. And from there, you have power to manifest. And let me tell you something. If you cannot go back, because, you know, it requires sometimes a little bit of experience to step back and stay in perfect stillness and peace, and maybe you can imagine a yogi sitting on a mountain. If you cannot do that, then you should at least state your good intentions so that the repercussions have to be good. State your good intentions. The intention with which you are doing something can turn your life, can turn you into a miserable or a happy human being. Okay, so your intention has to be great, has to be fantastic. The best intention you can have is, I want to have the highest life possible according to the divine will for me. Or another, we will talk about a question later, and this is one of my favorite questions. I'm going to anticipate it now, which says, God, if you would want me to be wealthy or to be healthy or to have great love. How would you like that to be? And start collecting experiences and signs from everywhere until you sign and write them down on a journal or on a piece of paper, and then collect all this information until you know what is the, you can have a clear vision that is for your highest good, and then you have good intentions upon that. The good intention is to stay in tune with the divine will. You see, if you cannot create for the, from the immutable still, then you must set good intentions so that you can have at least good repercussions. Intention is a main factor in determining what kind of repercussions you will have. So what is the intention behind what you're doing, behind the reality you want to give birth to? If those intentions are in tune with a sense of eternal peace, of calmness, of expansion and benefit for all, then there is not a problem at all. Just go ahead. If you cannot find an intention right now that sounds true to you and is of benefit for everyone involved, then work on it before attempting to do anything. Really important. Don't let yourself be guided by your whims. Don't rush it out. Okay? Don't rush driving a plane before you know how to do it, because you crash. That's not a nice experience. And the creative laws of the universe will not run away. You know, they're here for eternity. They will be there to be used at any time. So do it for your own sake. State good intentions. Ask for information from the superconscious level. And if you want, take pen and paper. Get your intentions now. Write them down. And this intention has to be good for anyone involved. In other words, you cannot deprive someone of his own good. Really important, because there's abundance for anyone. You can say, well, I would like something similar to that. That's great. Okay. But don't say, I want that instead of him. I want that job instead of that guy I had it. Because if it's your destiny to have a similar job, a job like it, what is yours cannot be taken away. So ask for help in this. Ask for help to the higher consciousness. Ask help to the higher consciousness you used to refer to, like it can be anything. If you're Christian Jesus, if you're Buddhist Buddha, or whatever is your concept of cosmic intelligence. So the new reality that is born is of benefit for all. Another trick, if you find yourself, this is just like precautions that I'm telling you, if you find yourself that you're stuck in duality, and you happen in duality, that means things that you do and then they need to have repercussions, you realize that it comes by manipulating reality, and you manage to have some benefit. Here's another trick, very important, not to let that go. In order to have that reality, first you have to analyze its components, okay? So let's say you get something good happened, analyze what it is, okay? I had that. What is that reality really going to bring you, okay? And once you have realized what it is that you want in comparison, in relation to what it brought you, then you should find a way to say to yourself, I don't have quite enough of that. I don't have quite enough of that. If you keep on saying to yourself that, in other words, before you will never get to the opposite point until it has to go back. You will never get to the extreme, this is what I mean, until it has to go back to the opposite bad point, to the opposite negative point. And I'm sure this can be easy enough for most people. Just say, I don't have quite enough of that. And if you say, I have a little too much of that now, then you will start losing it. You will start losing what you have, because the law of duality will start pulling you back into the opposite direction. So before you can start to do this, the most important thing is to relax. Anyway, and to perceive your reality as a part of your dream, as a part of a dream that you can create. And this is a fundamental rule to observe. Otherwise, you would be cultivating an obsession. Step back. Don't be obsessive. I don't have quite enough of that in an obsessive way. You have to step back and realize this is a dream I'm creating. I'm dreaming this dream, and I can create, and I can dream the dream I want. And I don't have quite enough of this dream. I want a little more. And if you are detached enough, then you can keep on growing in the new qualities that reality brings you, when having that attitude that says, I don't have quite enough of that. So this is a little trick if you find yourself in that situation. And another thing is joy and enthusiasm are really important. You have to be like a child in that. Childlike joy and enthusiasm are the highways that will bring you straight in contact with the heavens and will also generate enough energy to put a new reality birth into motion. When you're enthusiastic, you can move mountains. You have all that energy within you. You can stretch your body beyond what you thought it was possible. You can do things that you never thought was possible. Joy and enthusiasm put together are the nurturing water you will use once you have planted your seed. Once you have felt a universal response and have given birth to something new, most of the time, it will still be a spark in the potential state. And the way this spark will grow, okay, is through the nurturing energy of joy and enthusiasm. If you have a problem in being enthusiastic about things, then make an effort now. Just start remembering the last time you were enthusiastic and take enthusiasm back from where you have left it in your life and decide to make it yours again now. Start to surprise yourself for the beautiful things that happen in life. Start noticing the small miracles that can happen every day. Little coincidences, responses to your requests. You ask the universe something and it gives you a sign. That's amazing. Wow. Love shown to you by somebody. Be joyful and enthusiastic about that. To develop the right joy and enthusiasm also, your energy must be pulled upward. We have two paths that the energy can, where the energies can go in our body, in our system. One is upward and one is downward. A happy child has a tendency to jump up. As you can see, they express so much of the energy within their bodies and their system. But when someone is depressed, he curves his body down. And they cannot do anything. They don't have the energy to do anything. The energy must go up to generate enthusiastic joy. So you can start that by correcting your posture. And then find some sets of exercises that will help you to feel alive and vibrant. And I have to say, for this purpose, Yogananda created the energization exercises. Or you can do yoga, or you can do anything that will uplift you, to make you feel up, to make you bring your energy up in a natural way. Because whatever is not natural will obscure your vision of the spirit. Okay, so let's go on. We have three components of creation. One is the consciousness mind idea. Use this as a map, okay? Consciousness mind idea. You need to have that mind, that idea first. Then through that idea, you generate the energy, and then that energy is directed to physical action, to physical reality. For example, if you want to create a new work of art, let's say, the consciousness mind idea is the vision, thought, and primordial potential of your work of art, okay? You have that vision, you have that idea, okay? Then the astral energy is the effort that you put at the energy level. And this includes a sense of feeling, emotions, flows, staying in the flow, the vibration of the sense of art put into motion, you see? That idea put into motion vibrates. That is energy. It's already in the astral part. But in the energetical, in the energy part of this component of creation, there are also the tools that create the work of art, like the brushes, the colors, and the canvas. So physical tools as well. But those are the energy, part of the energy is the material that needs to be put into movement in order to create the final product. And then the physical action reality is simply the fact that you have to bring into physical reality what you are about to create. Therefore, you have to take action. In this case, you have to paint. And once you've done that, then you have the physical reality manifested in your painting. So you have these three things, the consciousness mind idea, the astral energy, and the physical reality. And relate to these three points as a guide to map for creation, as a guide to map your life, map your new, given your new reality. Okay? One without the other will make things confused and unclear. You cannot really understand what you're doing. You will have to rely on patterns already existing in your subconscious if you don't have that clear. And then you will start repeating yourself. So it will not create a new reality, but a repetition of the old of some sort. So you have to create something new. You have to create something new by accessing that power, the creative power within you. Okay? Now, there is an order that we have to follow. As I said before, we have to access the superconscious level and going down into matter. So superconsciousness, consciousness, energy, and matter. Superconsciousness, ask for permission, go there, connect with the mutable, then bring it into the conscious level. Through the conscious level, bring it into the energy level, and through the energy level, influence matter. One thing's rule over the other. Okay? And attunement of all these factors is required. Effective attunement until it becomes effortless. With all these factors is essential. Attunement until it becomes effortless with all these factors is essential. The best technique to attunement, choose one factor that you want to tune, either be part of the superconscious of the energetical level or the conscious or the matter. Choose one factor, and once you have a sense of it related to the reality you want to give birth to, then just relax in it. Relax many times a day, at any time you remember to do it, and just relax and let go yourself in it. Do it until you are totally confident that you can effectively relax and attune to that factor. Work on the sense within you first and relax effortlessly. Now, we have still a lot to talk, and what I would like to do also, I will take this subject onto the next episode because it's huge, and I want to guide you to different techniques as well. And before I will be open to answer your call here now. I mean, toll free for U.S. 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Or for U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Or for the direct line, you can call from anywhere in the world to this number, 001, which is the international code for U.S., 530-876-3222. Or if you have Skype, you can call through Skype and just do a, just don't pay the call. You can just call a toll-free number. So let's move on a little bit, and I want to teach you one thing. And next episode, I will explain, I will have a look at birth from a metaphysical point of view. But for now, I want to teach you something, like how to feel the energy coming in. And this technique is very simple, and I call it the empowering purity breath. Okay? And every time you need to energize yourself, you can use this technique. And you have to energize yourself in order to give birth to a new reality. Otherwise, you don't have any material, any light upon which you can build, you can create, you can give birth to this new reality. So the first thing is put your three fingers together, the index, the middle, and the ring finger, and of both hands, and massage the medulla oblongata, which is at the junction between the neck and the skull at the back of the head, in a circular motion. Then stop. Do it that three times. Massage circularly three times, then stop and press the medulla as you just move your head back gently and breathe in. So this is to stimulate that part, because the medulla is the main point where the energy comes in. Okay? And breathe in as you push there so that you can stimulate the door to open. Then once you do that for two or three times, then just relax, keeping your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. Very important to have the spine straight so the energy is free to flow up. Otherwise, get stuck at some point within your body, and keep your spine straight as much as you can from the coccyx, the base of the spine, up to the head, and chin parallel to the floor, and relax the medulla oblongata. Remember, visualize that there's a mouth opening there. And relax the throat, opening the throat at the same time. These two points need to be open. And then breathe in. And if you do that correctly, keeping your spine straight, your muscles relaxed, you will feel energy flowing in. And this is the empowering purity breath, because you will refill yourself with this technique with magnetic pure energy. It's a very easy and simple technique of yoga, taken from the yoga ancient text into modern life, rearranged a little bit, but this will give you a lot of energy. Then go to the next step, and here we stop before the next time, and the next episode will go deeper. The best way to start to give birth to a new reality, as I said before, is to ask for the highest reality possible and the desire of the highest good. Dear God, if I had to be wealthy or healthy or with a beautiful love and a perfect career, whatever you want, how would you like it to be? How would you like it to be? Then seeing the next days, the next coming up days, signs, symbols, clues that make you understand what it should be like from the highest and most divine perspective. Collect this information by bringing you some paper and pen, write it down, then review all of the material after a few days, and use your intuition after that to refine this. Always remember the question, dear God, if I had to be wealthy, healthy, or with beautiful love and the perfect career, whatever you want, how would you like it to be? If I had to be like that, how would you like it to be? And at this point, you have the new reality to give birth to, and all the techniques can start to be applied for the highest good. So do this job until the next episode of next week, so that we can then start working on your new reality to give birth. To give birth to your new reality. Absorb this vision deep inside you as much as you can. Give yourself enough time to explore it and really be familiar with it so that you will be required, when you will be required, you will have everything ready in a second. In other words, when you go to the techniques, you don't have to think about it, because meditation will unite the inner vision that you have with the outer world around you. You know, without you having to think about it. In fact, at that point, thinking about what you want to create can create, in truth, a filter for your new reality to be born. Thank you so much for listening to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. I will be waiting for you next week to go deeper into this subject, which is huge. And I will guide you through the many different techniques. I will explain some other principles. And go to my website, www.joycelestial.org. Sign up for my newsletter on the homepage. You can do that. And I will be happy to reply to emails that you can send with questions. And I will do my best to reply to those emails and share whatever I want to can share with you. And see you next time, next Tuesday, midnight for Bangkok, and 9 o'clock in the morning for Los Angeles. And thank you so much, by Vincent Santi. I will talk to you next time. Good night or good morning.